Larry and Les Elgart on monitor, the garbage. Joyce Brothers had married Tommy Smothers, she'd have been Dr. Brothers Smothers. But she didn't. And she's going to talk about reading in just a couple of minutes. My name is Morgan. I'm not married at all. The Sandpipers sing, Let Go.
You keep what you're feeling inside, all buried and boxed up inside. The love that you're feeling inside, the pity you're feeling inside. Society tells you stay cool, the shot you would let out, hold back. Be right now, but right now, hold back. Be practical, Jack, and hold back. You feel like you're busting inside, your heart's in a desperate divide.
Let's go, let the world know you're alive. Let the world know you believe. A yellow, turquoise, and scarlet blob. That's the only way I can describe the creature from outer space. It's breathing purple fire on the pink raspberry and lime green shopping center as the silver blue Air Force jets attack. Here come the cocoa brown tanks spraying him with ruby red flame. But the creature is repelling them with a bright lavender ray.
That was a science fiction movie on color radio to show you what you're missing by not owning RCA color TV. Why not watch TV like it is, in color? Why not the color TV with the most accurate fine tuning to bring in your colors sharp and clear? RCA color TV. This Christmas, why not?
The yellow, turquoise, and scarlet creature is melting. We've won. The Earth is saved.
Dr. Joyce Brothers, in her series All About People, considers many problems. Here's today's question.
Read any good books lately? If you have, and if you're a woman, you are probably a happy, busy person with many friends and lots of interests and activities. That's the picture of a bookworm that has resulted from a study of the reading habits of almost 2,000 Baltimore women. Whether or not the male bookworm is also adjusted and outgoing, nobody knows yet. Lonely women read less than other women, the survey found. They have the time, but not the inclination. Readers are girls or women with lots of friends with whom they share books. They lend and borrow them, recommend them, talk about them. To find time for reading, they squeeze periods of solitude into active lives. Readers start reading when they're young and continue reading when they're older. Age makes no difference in reading habits, but education does. Women who have finished high school are 3 times as apt to read books regularly as women who have not. Marriage doesn't interfere with their reading habits, nor do children. On a husband's night out with the boys, reading wives read. Sometimes they read while the rest of the family watches television. They read on buses and in doctor's offices. The survey found that mothers with children at home read more than widows who lived alone. Death of a husband was one of the few things that seemed to interfere with a lifelong habit of reading. That's because the loneliness of widowhood is enforced and resented, explained Dr. Jan Hajda, who conducted the survey. Such loneliness cuts down on activity of all kinds and makes it difficult to concentrate on a book. Dr. Hajda found that the widows who continue reading were those who had children to care for and who didn't give up their friends or other activities. And what do all these happy, busy, friendly female readers read? At the top of the list were modern and classical novels and biographies. At the bottom of the list were books on how to be a successful and popular person. Apparently, habitual readers don't need advice on this subject. According to the survey, they already are successful and popular. Their problem is finding time to read. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
It's a stuffy, uncomfortable feeling for me.
It's a tense, tight, burning sensation.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel is the extra action antacid. Digel not only contains effective antacids, it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up frothy bubbles of gas to help relax your tense, tight stomach. Digel, the extra action antacid, brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L.
Just eat two-two, Monitor.
Loopy Lee sings his jolly hit song in 1 minute on the Monitor Beacon.
Monday and Tuesday only at Macy's. Luxurious full-length natural mink coats are red tagged 20% off Macy's regular low, low prices. Monday and Tuesday only. Come save at Macy's two-day red tag sale of fully let-out natural mink coats. Choose your favorite style, silhouette, and mink fashion shade, and pay 20% less than the regular price. Monday and Tuesday only, save on marvelous full-length mink coats, regularly $1,200, red tagged at $960. Save on glamorous mink coats, regularly $1,350, red tag at $1,080. Save on superb mink coats, regularly $1,650, red tag at $1,320. Even magnificent mink coats selling regularly at Macy's for $2,000 are red tagged $1,600, Monday and Tuesday only. And there are more real values. So why not thrill her this Christmas with one of these fabulous buys? Hurry to Macy's red tag sale of mink coats and save. It's Monday and Tuesday only at the Macy's near you. All Macy's stores open every night till Christmas.
WNBC. There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. A little arrow's for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Some folks are run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you.
A millionaire. Tuesday night, it's Elvis in his first TV special. Singer presents Elvis on the NBC television network. Yes, Elvis sings as only he can in an hour-long color special presented by the Singer Company. Many of the songs from the TV special are on the new RCA album. You know, a professional doesn't break up. The album's name is Elvis, too, and it's available at record dealers everywhere. With Christmas just around the corner, you'll want to get Elvis's Christmas album. There's no inside joke, folks. I'm not cheating. I'm just crazy. Elvis's Christmas album, featuring the beautiful songs of the year's happiest season. Elvis's two great sacred albums, His Hand and Mine and How Great Thou Art, make especially appreciated gifts. Elvis's million sellers have been compiled into four volumes titled Elvis's Golden Hits. They're available singly or in sets at record dealers everywhere. Remember, it's Elvis Night on NBC Television next Tuesday, December the 3rd, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. in the ocean. For Christmas, give Elvis his records. This has been an announcement from All Star Shows. Sharman discusses ABA basketball. Next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day, I invited my brother-in-law, Kevin, over to see my new pop-art painting by Picasso. He said, Phil, that's nothing but a great big red and white State Farm bumper sticker. What's it supposed to mean? I'll tell you, Kevin, I says, that big sticker means that my house and everything in it is protected by State Farm Fire and Casualty in case of fire, storm, burglars. It can even protect me in the event of a liability lawsuit. And it also means that I save money because State Farm, the world's biggest home insurer, is famous for low rates. Kevin took a real close look at the painting. Well, he said, I must admit that it does reveal a perfect relationship of color value, composition unity, and polychromatic technique. It could only have been done by Picasso. Right, Kevin, I said. Ralph Picasso, my State Farm agent.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Minnesota's having some attendance problems, but on the whole, the American Basketball Association seems to be enjoying a banner year. A report from Los Angeles Stars coach Bill Sharman and Monitor's Bob Junkert.
Bill, the Pipers have been having some attendance problems at the outset of this season in the Twin City area. How has the attendance been elsewhere in the league?
Bob, the attendance in the ABA has been very outstanding. In fact, I was at the league office just the other day and was informed that the league attendance is up over 30% from last year at this time. Most of the cities, the attendance is up. There's one or two places, naturally, that is hurting a little bit, but I believe the fans are enjoying the ABA type of play with our three-point basket, our 30-second clock, where it affords a little bit more playmaking, a little bit more passing, like the Cousy, Oscar Robertson, Guy Roger type of style of play. So we're very encouraged, and we think the ABA is making fine progress.
What has been the acceptance of your team in Los Angeles, Bill?
So far, so good, Bob. We think that the L.A. area is one of the best basketball areas in the country right now, with their fine UCLA teams. Of course, the Lakers draw so well. So if we have a good product and a winning team, I'm sure that we'll draw okay.
Bill, talking about that fine UCLA team, there's a fellow on that team by the name of Al Cinder that I'm sure your team, perhaps the Lakers, are extremely interested in.
Well, this is true. I think everybody in the world is interested in Lou Al Cinder. And needless to say, if we could land him or the ABA could sign Lou, that I'm sure that that would make the whole league an immediate success. And we'll be in there pitching, and I feel that we will. I think the owners in the ABA, and especially the L.A. Stars, are dedicated and successful people, and they realize that signing Lou Al Cinder would probably turn the corner for us immediately.
Certainly the ABA has a fine superstar in Rick Barry, also the Pipers' own Connie Hawkins. How do you evaluate Connie? Is he in the superstar class, would you say?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Bob, that this boy is a superstar in either league, that He plays so much like actually Oscar Robertson and Wilt Chamberlain put together. He's not as big as Wilt Chamberlain, but he plays like him in the pivot. Then he can go from outside and hit the outside shot and pass, almost like Oscar. So he's a little bit of a combination of the two, but again, not as good as either one in their specialties. But there's no doubt about it. He's a true superstar, and a lot of people have asked about Rick Barry. Is he as good now as he was 2 years ago after the layoff? I think he's better. He's put on about 10 pounds. He's had a chance to mature a little bit more, and he's still only 24 years old. So this kid is just unbelievable. And as you mentioned, we have two of the youngest superstars in basketball today, and with an Al Sender and a few more that I think we're on the right track.
Bill, real pleasant visiting with you. Best wishes to you and the Los Angeles Stars.
Thank you, Bob. Nice being here.
Bill Sharman, the head coach of the Los Angeles Stars basketball team of the ABA. This is Bob Junkert reporting for Monitor Sports.
In 1865, the 13th Amendment abolished slavery in the United States. For the black man, it was a false dawn of freedom. In a continuing series on the search for a black past, Life magazine documents the disillusioning years of Reconstruction, when Negroes found conditions no better than when they were slaves, and often worse. The current Life also explores the menace of growing Russian influence in the Middle East, where the Russians are building roads, bridges, and dams, and building up Arab armies. Life reports on the Soviet fleet in the Mediterranean, able for the first time to challenge American naval supremacy in the waters of the Mideast. History already written, and history in the making, in this week's Life. Life magazine, working to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas. Life.
Unlimited, whoever that is. In Spokane, Washington, you're listening to KHQ 590 on the dial. They call it the Inland Empire Station. Everybody gets a word in here, then we'll be back. Morgan for Monitor.
Gift list. Let's see. There's a Wetson hamburger for Daddy, Wetson southern fried chicken for Mommy, and for me, a Ferrari. I already had lunch.
Season's greetings from Wetson's Hamburger Restaurants.
Wetson's is giving away free 90 Ross bicycles, and you can select the bike you want to win. Just enter Wetson's Bicycle Sweepstakes, entry blanks at any Wetson's. No purchase is required. Sweepstakes closes on December 24th. In the Lower East Side's Alfred E. Smith House is 70-year-old Hamilton Madison House, serving the Two Bridges community. Child care, youth assistance, recreation, and aid programs for all ages, counseling, mental health, and many more vital services operate full-time. Hamilton Madison House Theater Benefit, Angela Lansbury and Dear World, Monday evening, December 30th, deserves your support. Phone Hamilton Madison House, 349-3724, for ticket information.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
On monitor. You'll learn the secret of talking like a member of the jet set on monitor in this half hour. Author Stephen Birmingham describes it as Massachusetts malocclusion. You just put a pencil between your teeth and you'll say, Morgan Hill on music. Michelle Lee and Knowing When to Leave.
RCA Color TV. Get the natural color. This Christmas, get RCA Color TV.
Oh, what a beautiful purple blue!
Ring Around the World. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad. In a minute, a report on the fighting in Vietnam from our NBC News correspondent in Saigon. First, this message from Life magazine.
If you're really turned on to what's happening, you're already hip to Las Vegas, Moscow, and Benjamin Bratt. But in case being hip isn't your thing, the first is the fabled Desert Oasis. The second's the stalwart capital of Moscow. And the third's the befuddled anti-hero of The Graduate. Life magazine introduces you to the men behind them. Life profiles J.J. Sarno, Las Vegas casino builder, who asks why lure big spenders with big-name entertainers when you can grab small spenders with a high-wire act. Life interviews Mayor Vladimir Promyslov of Moscow, who digs his city, even if it doesn't exactly swing. And meet Charles Webb, alienated author of The Graduate, and the real-life Benjamin Braddock. They're all in Life, waiting to turn you on to their thing. Life magazine, working to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas. Life.
Now here's Jack Russell, NBC News, Saigon.
U.S. probing and not enemy offensive action is responsible for the heated-up war along the Cambodian border, north and northwest of Saigon in the past week. On the battlefields, the relationship between this fighting and the Paris talks seems remote. However, it is apparent that U.S. commanders are pushing their troops to hunt down and destroy all enemy forces menacing the frontier region. Intelligence sources say that anywhere from 20 to 60,000 North Vietnamese and Viet Cong soldiers are massed in the border area. Most are in safe bases across the boundary line in Cambodia. The United States Army has three divisions thrashing through the jungles and rubber plantations on the border. In their daily sweeps with armor, infantry, and helicopter gunships, U.S. forces have frequently found and engaged the enemy. But military sources say that there is no indication that the enemy, at least for the moment, is looking for a fight. Field commanders like to describe their present tactics as spoiling operations. They say they are making it difficult for the enemy to mass for any attack if that is his intention. There is a belief that if the enemy, true to past behavior, intends to exert military pressure while negotiating, the weight of his military effort will be around the capital. But commanders say they just don't know what the enemy will be doing during the Paris negotiations. They fall back on the military cliche of describing the situation as fluid. Jack Russell, NBC News, Saigon.
Ring Around the World was also brought to you by State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day, I called my State Farm agent. Hey, Phil, he said, I sure hope you're satisfied with the low cost of your State Farm fire and casualty homeowners policy. Yeah, I said, it's perfect protection for my sprawling ranch house. Ranch house, he said. I thought your house had two stories. That, Ralph, is the reason I called you.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Jack Jones on monitor with his new one, L.A. Breakdown.
Standing here, I put my foot inside the county line. Shaking at the doorstep of the life I left behind. I recall the love you gave me. Is it strong enough to save me? Pictures of your face and eyes are flashing through my mind. L.A., break down and take me in. I'm so lover before the day is done. Tired of being just a loser on the run. L.A., break down and take me in. I'm so lost, I'm lost in all my own.
Cigarettes were considered so new that we used an average of only two packs per person a year. By 1930, that figure rose to 70, and scientists soon became suspicious of cigarettes as a possible health problem. In the 50s, research was going on, both in this country and abroad. By 1962, the average per capita consumption of cigarettes reached 200 packs a year. Something had to be done. One of the reasons for concern is the great increase in lung cancer. In the United States alone, lung cancer deaths have increased from 3,000 in 1930 to 50,000 in 1965. Facts are facts. You can't argue with a fact. You can't ignore it. Or can you? Write for the newest free booklet, Facts About Smoking and Health, U.S. Public Health Service, Washington, D.C., 20201.
At 15 minutes before the hour, you're on the monitor beacon.
It's worth a trip from anywhere to shop at A&F.
And tomorrow, a very special sale for the ladies.
It's Abraham and Strauss' famous semi-annual sale of better zipper girdles, panty girdles, and all-in-ones. Such leading makes as Bien Jolie, Poirette, Youthline, and Surprise Corday, with the fabulous construction and control that do wonders for your figure. You know what these famous girdles and all-in-ones usually cost, but for this sale, A&S has tagged them all at just $13.99 to $16.99. High waists, waistline, lightly boned and boneless styles. Your choice of 5,000, just $13.99 to $16.99. Long line bras on sale, too. Such top makes as Barrette, Contessa Nemo, and Surprise Corday. Their sale priced at only $4.99 to $5.99. This is a rare opportunity to stock up on the makes you prefer.
Ready tomorrow, Monday, at all A&S stores. They are all open late every night. WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
A Monitor News Special. United States Ambassador to the Paris Peace Talks, W. Averill Harriman, arrived at Kennedy Airport in New York this afternoon. He was on his way to Washington, where he will confer with President Johnson. Newsmen questioned the ambassador at the airport, first about what will happen at the peace conference after the Saigon delegation arrives in Paris.
Well, we'll have first some preliminary talks about procedures, you know, problems of that kind, but then we'll start as soon as possible.
Well, does that indicate that even after the South Vietnamese arrive, that there could be further delays?
There'll be procedural talks, but whether there'll be full meetings or not. Last time we started in May, we had a small group that discussed procedures. They didn't take us very long.
Well, do you think it'll take longer this time, and then may they get bogged down in procedural
matters? No, I don't think they'll get bogged down in procedural matters. I don't think there are any major problems.
Mr. Ambassador, in view of the fact that the president-elect is about to become president, does this put your particular role, make your role more difficult? Can you function fully and freely?
No, the President Johnson's president January 20th, as he's undoubtedly told you, and I work for him and carry out his instructions.
Well, did Mr. Nixon have any role in this, or do you think he ought to?
He undoubtedly, he's talked to the president. You know, they had a meeting the other day. And as far as I could tell from what I heard, President Johnson offered the fullest cooperation, and all of us instructed, which we naturally wouldn't do anyway, help in the transition from the past administration to President-elect Nixon's administration.
Mr. Ambassador, you've been in this since the start of the peace talks. Do you think that if the president-elect were to change the team in Paris now, it would adversely affect the...
No, I think it's not at all. I think the problems are problems. There are issues between governments. And presumably, President-elect Nixon has selected a competent man to carry on. We have a good team, Ambassador Vance and I. We've got a fine group of foreign service officers and the military team. And, of course, they'll be available for any new administration.
United States Ambassador to the Paris Peace Talks, W. Averill Harriman. News as it breaks on Monitor. Tuesday night, it's Elvis in his first TV special, Singer Presents Elvis, on the NBC television network. Yes, Elvis sings as only he can in an hour-long color special presented by the Singer Company. Many of the songs from the TV special are on the new RCA album, Elvis, available at record dealers everywhere. And with Christmas just around the corner, you'll want to get Elvis's Christmas album, featuring the beautiful songs of the year's happiest season. Elvis's two great sacred albums, His Hand in Mine and How Great Thou Art, make especially appreciated gifts. Elvis's million sellers have been compiled into four volumes titled Elvis's Golden Hits. They're available singly or in sets at record dealers everywhere. So remember, it's Elvis Night on NBC television next Tuesday night, December 3rd, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time. And for Christmas, give Elvis's records. This has been an announcement from All Star Shows. Bobby Goldsboro, The Straight Life.
Sometimes I imagine myself as a drifter, seeker of fortunes, connoisseur of grape wine, dashing through meadows of yellow and green, trying to catch the impossible dream, leaving the straight life behind. Sometimes my thoughts may find me in drinking tequila, going out of my mind, having a ball on a couple of balls, treating the ladies to corn on the cob, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my straight life behind. I'm just playing a game in my mind.
If your name is Iggy, or CZ, Fifi, Greg, Buzzy, Babe, Sonny, or Baby Jane, you're probably a member of the Jet Set. Or maybe you call them the beautiful people. Stephen Birmingham has called them the right people in his latest book. He talked about them with Monitor reporter John Cannon.
Stephen, just generally, if you'd give us the ground rules on being in the right people. It's not all money today, is it? There are other ways of getting in.
Well, it helps if you have the basic scratch, you know, because one has to have the money to travel and wants to go. But family and background and the way one does things, you know, there's sort of I think there's a social, a society look. Everybody looks like, the women all look like Mrs. Nelson Rockefeller, you know, either one of the Mrs. Nelson Rockefellers. That sort of tweedy, tanned, leathery, handsome, golfy, Tennessee look. There's also a social voice that one can recognize, and it sort of goes like this. You know, have you heard it?
Yes, I have.
It's been called the Massachusetts malocclusion. It takes training, and there's a school in the Agnes Herman School in Philadelphia, which for a number of years taught the little girls how to speak with this social voice by having them practice talking with a pencil between their teeth. You see, so the jaws never move.
Well, what about just being clever, you know, the actors today and so forth? They're very much accepted, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They're amusing. See, they're different. They're a change. Anybody who pops in to break the te deum of the average society person's life is marvelously well accepted. At a party on the North Shore of Long Island not long ago, suddenly everybody said, "Oh, you've got to come over here and meet this marvelous man. He's this Whitey Ford." And as somebody said afterward, you know, half of the people thought Whitey Ford was a band leader, and the other half thought it was Henry, you know.
Well, let's talk about topic A. It wasn't so long ago that Jacqueline Kennedy kind of amazed the world, and certainly among the right people there was a lot of talking. So what was the reaction?
Everybody.
Yes.
Oh, they're still reacting. You know, this is the main topic of conversation. It's all anybody talks about. But I personally feel that this is probably a very happy choice for her. I think she'll be as happy as can be. I feel that she's been like a lady without a job. You know, she loves to she loves to entertain. She loves to have parties for 400 people for dinner. She loves to redecorate, and she loves to spend money on herself and on her houses and on her children and so forth. And I think this is a perfect solution for her. And in the process, she's become one of the great legendary women of all world history. You know, who was Cleopatra? Who was Helen of Troy? Nobody matches up now to Jacqueline Onassis.
Jacqueline Onassis has always been kind of the jet set, hasn't she? I mean, on a very high level.
Well, I guess you'd call it part of the jet set. She travels a lot. She loves to go places. She speaks several languages. She's gracious. Last time I saw her, she looked absolutely beautiful. I think she's made the most wonderful marriage that she possibly could have made. People say, well, you know, is Mr. Onassis sexy? And I say, well, you know, doesn't all that money have its own sex appeal?
There's a question. There's a question. What do you do if you're like me and broke? By the way, did you hear Mr. Birmingham say, break the te deum? You only do that, of course, at a mass. Well, on to the right gift.
For the total male, a gentleman's cologne, aftershave, and new spray cologne. He'll love Chanel for men, and you for giving it.
Next week on Now, host Roscoe talks with George Plimpton, author of The Paper Lion, and with Alan Alda, who plays the part of George Plimpton in the motion picture version of the story. All kinds of interesting guests on this late afternoon 5-minute show, weekdays on NBC Radio. Now. Thank you.
Klaus Ogerman, No Boom Boom. NBC News on the hour is next. Then there'll be more Monitor. My name is Morgan.
The more we hear.